On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg today at 25, Pretoria 27, Polokwane 23, and in the Mabalingwe area, a maximum of 28 degrees.
So in Kempton Park on the R21 southbound, a collision at the R23 Benoni exit, it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, we are just a month away to the return of the Investec Champions Cup and EPCR Challenge Cup. And a Japanese club appoints a foreign player as captain for the first time. Well done, Jesse Greel.
We start with the confirmation that one of the largest and most protracted corporate legal battles in South Africa's history has come to an end. After 17 years in courts across the country, Vodacom has settled out of court with the creator of the Please Call Me service. The amount that Nkosana Makate will receive has not been disclosed. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Nkosana Makate was a trainee accountant at Vodacom when he invented the Please Call Me idea in 2000. He shared his concept with his superiors and it became a popular service not just for Vodacom but across network providers. In 2008, Makate took legal action against the telecoms giant, claiming it had failed to honor a verbal agreement to pay him for its creation. The terms of the agreement have not been revealed, with Vodacom saying that it will be accounted for in the group's interim financial results for the 6 months ended 30 September 2025. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
The other headline story, the two suspects wanted in Eswatini for the 2023 murder of Keenan aka Forbes and Tabela Motswane will be back in South Africa on Tuesday, 11 November. Spokesperson for the Minister Terence Mamase says the SA Police Service will arrange the logistics regarding the handover.
Yabonga Ndimande and his brother Malusi Ndimande withdrew their appeal against extradition and the acting Prime Minister of Eswatini approved their return.
At the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, Crime Intelligence boss Tumisani Khumalo detailed an alleged conspiracy within the South African Police Service to discredit the political killing stars team and derail its investigations. Anastasi Mokobu has the story.
Khumalo told the commission that the political killing stars team conducted a follow-up compliance inspection at Matlala Security Company in December 2024 after uncovering irregularities in firearm control. The inspection resulted in the seizure of 18 additional firearms. He said all the firearms were returned to Matlala later that month, although the ballistic analysis remained incomplete. Anastasi Mokobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In the U.S. state of Kentucky, investigators say yesterday's deadly cargo plane crash was caused when one of the engines caught fire and fell off during takeoff. The plane exploded into flames as it plowed into businesses near the airport. The death toll has risen to 12. And social media is buzzing in Cape Town after a resident got a 500 rand fine for jaywalking. In the clip that's gone viral, Kenneth Brooks shows his traffic fine, adding that his court date is next week if he wants to fight this.
Just got a fine for jaywalking. I explained to them that I don't trust people stopping at stop streets or at intersection. They said they don't care.
According to South Africa's National Road Traffic Act, pedestrians are legally required to use marked crossings and sidewalks where available and must avoid crossing within 50 meters of a pedestrian crossing. I'm Khada D'Souza. More about all the headline stories on a busy news morning. It's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
We are live from Mabalingwe this morning, a beautiful Pumelo Lodge, and it's all courtesy of Sal C. Escape the city, not the signal, Sasha and Bierman said. You know what? Come here. It's beautiful. She's so right. Can't believe I've never been here. It was all on Bella Bella and surrounds, but never specifically in this reserve, the Mabalingwe Reserve. And a special man. It really is so, so special, so beautiful. Thanks for taking care of us so beautifully. You can watch the see the pictures and videos on our social media. And as you have any audio of is, laat ons bietjie weet op 0848509942. Dis die saampraat nommer. Kyk nou vir my. Ons saampraat nommer. See, I'm preparing for if we turn our morning show into a TV show.
Oh, there
we
go.
Then it comes with a whole different kind of, I've noticed TV comes with a different tone.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's a whole lot more formal, I think.
Formal, but also a little bit classy. Yes. So welkom hier so by Jacaranda FM, Martin Bester.
En asseblief, het sal lekker wees om van u te hoor op ons saampraatnummer 0848509942. Goeie